Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. After months with little change, five of California's 58 counties advanced to having fewer business restrictions as of yesterday. Ben Trefney from KLW Newsroom reports.
The five include Marin and San Mateo counties. The others are Humboldt and Shasta counties in the state's far north and Yolo County northwest of Sacramento. The change from the color-coded purple to red classification allows restaurants to reopen for limited indoor dining starting Wednesday. Fitness centers, movie theaters, and museums are among those that can reopen indoors with safeguards including mandatory face coverings and capacity limits. San Francisco, Napa, and Santa Clara counties are among several likely to see an easing next week based on state data. Sierra County, already in the orange or moderate tier, could be the first to move next week to the lowest yellow tier that would allow most indoor business operations to open with safety modifications. Hospitalizations and ICU cases are down about 40% from a month ago, and death rates are about a third of what they were at that point. As positive tests scale down, vaccinations are ramping up. KLW's Carla Estevez stopped by a drive-in clinic at Fremont High School last week.
I'm noticing a lot more elderly folks, people who work in all different sectors. There was one woman that I came across who is a flight attendant.
And last week, counties including Alameda and Contra Costa began vaccinating teachers, and San Francisco begins vaccinating teachers today. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
A federal judge here in San Francisco has ruled California can enforce its net neutrality law. The ruling by U.S. District Court Judge John A. Mendez clears the way for state regulators to ban internet providers from slowing down or blocking access to websites that don't pay for premium service. Former Governor Jerry Brown signed the law in 2018. The Trump administration then sued to block it, preventing it from taking effect for years. The Biden administration dropped the federal lawsuit earlier this month. In a separate lawsuit, the telecom industry had asked a federal judge to block the law, which the judge denied on Tuesday. State lawmakers have approved $1.4 million to track and stop hate crimes against Asian Americans. KLW's Vivian Bosu Skinner has more.
Late last month, a Thai American man in San Francisco died after being attacked while on a morning walk. Racist and xenophobic attacks against Asian Americans have increased several times over since the beginning of the pandemic. On Monday, the California legislature approved $1.4 million to help stop these attacks. The bill could support initiatives including Stop Asian American Pacific Islander Hate. Since March, the collaborative has recorded almost 3,000 discriminatory incidents across the country, nearly half of them in California. State Assembly Member Phil Ting of San Francisco introduced the bill.
It's so important to have data because for so long what you hear is anecdotal stories. You hear this happened here, this happened there, but you have no idea how large the problem is.
The bill included unrelated funding for voter outreach and information guides, among other items. It still requires the governor's approval. In Berkeley, I'm Vivian Bosu Skinner, KALW News.
Confirmation hearings began yesterday for President Biden's health secretary pick, California Attorney General Javier Becerra. Appearing before a health committee, Becerra says it's clear the coronavirus pandemic will be his top priority if he's confirmed.
The president has ambitious goals, 100 million vaccine shots in arms in his first 100 days, increasing access to testing, sequencing the virus so we're prepared for the variants, reopening schools and businesses.
But Becerra faces a tough road to win GOP support. Ranking Republican Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina says he isn't sold yet.
I'm not sure that you have the necessary experience or skills to do this job at this moment. I'm not sure that you have the appropriate respect for the private sector and innovation and intellectual property needed to bring more exciting treatments and cures to save lives in this country.
Another day of confirmation hearings is scheduled for today. If confirmed, Becerra would be the first Latino to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Poet, publisher, and bookseller Lawrence Ferlinghetti has died here in San Francisco at the age of 101. His son says Ferlinghetti died at home on Monday. Ferlinghetti helped launch and perpetuate the Beat Movement. He was known for his City Lights bookstore at 261 Columbus Avenue and the City Lights Publishing Company. His bookstore was an essential meeting place for Beats and Bohemians in the 1950s and beyond. His son, Lorenzo Ferlinghetti, told Associated Press on Tuesday that the cause of death was lung disease. Few poets of the past 60 years were so well-known or influential. His books sold more than 1 million copies worldwide, a fantasy for virtually any of his peers.